This statement in the document here that we have to give, that the CDC and East Tampa have been designated to give direct recommendations to city council, is an absolute lie. We don't give you recommendations. The reason it was put in there because we're slum and blighted, we're a poor neighborhood, we've had problems, and so it mandated that we get in the ordinance. You can ask Tom Snelling, you can ask Tony Garcia. That's the reason we got in there.
That immediately prompted City Attorney David Smith to say that it was not a race issue, but had to deal with implications regarding the Sunshine Laws.
Other homeowner associations participate after staff receives the application, talks about its deficiencies, gets revisions and amendments, perhaps even gets a revised site plan. At that time, the process is then forwarded on and other neighborhood associations participate. The problem is the ordinance as it is worded does not appear to be a notice issue. There is no obligation, there's no penalty, and there's nothing that describes notice. So what then is the function of these two committees? Julia's point is simply that it is ambiguous. And because it's ambiguous, and if you read her language, she simply said it could be deemed to implicate the Sunshine Act.
Smith added that city attorneys are hypercognizant about potential Sunshine Law violations, but didn't think the change was that significant, calling it a tempest in a teapot. But again, CDC members just didn't see it that way. Michael Randolph from the CDC said his group wasn't just a neighborhood association, but is actually listed as a 501(c) nonprofit.
If we're going to get out these things, these illnesses with this neighborhood, we have to partner, and we have to talk about how do we leverage dollars together. Again, we're not here in confrontation. We're here pleading for the community. Again, we are the staff of the neighborhood, and we ask you to consider some mechanism that allows the community to stay in the process. We call it community empowerment. Thank you.
The chair of the West Tampa CDC, Margaret Fisher, confronted the council, demanding to know why the change was needed when there have been no problems with their group since its inception, and since the law allowed their corporation and East Tampa to have the power to review rezoning petitions.
We have worked with the people. We have worked with the developers and others who have come before us at the CDC. We've not had a problem with the overlay. We've never had a problem. We've reviewed at least 67. There's been only one that we did not, we don't pass anything, as I said earlier. And this has been going on until we did not agree. What is the problem now? Why is it an issue?
While city officials tried to tamp down the CDC's concerns, Councilman Thomas Scott insisted this was not a racial issue.
The issue today is process. The issue today is following the Florida statute and the Florida law. And I'll be the first one to tell you, everything is not racial. Some things are. But this issue is not a racial issue. This issue that we're dealing with today is dealing with the state law and how we handle zoning issues. That's what this issue is about, for as I am concerned today. So I just want us to be clear on that.
City Attorney David Smith addressed the CDC's Margaret Fisher and the council about why the ordinance is now being changed.
How the criminal investigation got started is beyond me, but it did. So that was why the topic was generated. It wasn't generated out of thin air. It came up because of some matters that pended before you. And that's why the timing is as it is. Now, rather than engage in a lot of useless ad hominem, I think we should focus on trying to solve the problem.